In today's episode, I want to reflect on one of Jesus' most famous parables, which is usually, but not always, known as the parable of the prodigal son. Stay tuned. Hello, friends. Pastor Tim Westermeyer here, senior pastor of St. Philip the Deacon in the western suburbs of Minneapolis. Good to be with you as always. We took last week off, which was a chance for me to spend a little time with my wife and three boys out in Utah at some of our beautiful national parks. I would commend those to you. I would commend taking a little time off every once in a while to you as well. It's good for the soul and allows us to feel rested and refreshed. So it's also good to be back, though. So I hope you're having a good Lent. We are, of course, still in the season of Lent. And what I want to talk about today is actually the reading for the gospel reading for this upcoming weekend in worship. For many Christians, this is many Christians use something called the lectionary, which is a 3-year cycle of readings. I think we've talked about that before. And it turns out that this coming weekend, the gospel is one of Jesus' most famous parables. It's best known to us, I think, as the parable of the prodigal son. It's from Luke chapter 15. Importantly, it also goes by some other maybe less well-known names, among them the parable of the prodigal son and his brother, who's an important character. Sometimes it's called the parable of the lost son, sometimes the parable of the loving father, sometimes the parable of the forgiving father. Of course, those titles are all given by editors of the Bible years and years after Jesus himself taught the parable. But in broad strokes, and I think, again, all of us in our cultural awareness, whether we're faithful or Christian people or not, know something of the story. Basically, a father has two sons. The younger son says, you know, give me my inheritance. I want to go off and see the world, which in biblical terms is a way of saying, Father, you're dead to me already, you know, so it's very insulting. But the father does give that son his inheritance. He goes off and he wastes it. Prodigal means wasteful. And the son comes to his senses and realizes, maybe I should go back home. And maybe even though I've wasted all of my inheritance, I should just be a servant of my father, because my father's servants live better than I'm living right now. And so he plans a speech for his father and he goes back. And of course, famously, the father rushes out to greet him. He's delighted that he's still alive and he welcomes him back with this lavish feast. And most of us think, okay, well, that's the most important part of the parable, and it is an important part of the parable. But then there's another character sort of lurking in the shadows, namely the older brother, who observes all this and is filled with anger and bitterness and resentment and says to his dad, well, Dad, you know, I've been here this whole time. You never killed the fatted calf for me. You never even gave me a goat so I could have a nice fun party with my friends. And so now this dad is you know, he's great, thrilled and delighted to be able to welcome the younger son who he thought was dead, but now he's dealing with this bitter, resentful older son who he's done nothing wrong to. And so, you know, he explains to his older son, well, look, your brother was dead and now he's alive. And so, of course, we're going to celebrate. And you've been with me this whole time. You have everything that I have is yours. You know, anyway, those are the broad outlines of the passage of the parable. Again, you can read this in Luke 15, verses 11 through, 31, I guess. I guess a few questions for you today, and I will be preaching about probably this parable, if I choose to preach about the gospel, which I likely will, this coming weekend. And so I'm taping this on Monday, and I'm just sort of sitting with this. This is one of those passages, again, I've read this many, many times, I've studied it a lot, but you always want to sort of come to these passages with fresh eyes and reflect on, okay, well, what might I tease out of this for people, for God's people this time, right? And so I guess my questions for you as you sit with this parable of Jesus would be a few. One, where in the parable do you find yourself? This is always an important question to ask when you read biblical stories. What's your point of view? What's your position within the parable? And there's no right answer to this, by the way. I mean, do you find yourself as the younger son? And if so, do you find yourself as the younger son who is estranged from his father still, or the younger son after you've come back home and been welcomed from the father? Do you, on the other hand, find yourself identifying more with the older brother who is feeling bitter and resentful and angry about who knows what, maybe a younger sibling, maybe about something else, and you might sit with that? Or on the other hand, do you find yourself identifying with the father? And again, if so, what point in the parable do you feel that way? Is it when your younger son asks for your inheritance? Is it after the younger son leaves and you're wondering if he's okay? Is it after he's come home and you've been able to welcome him? Or is it as you sit with now the bitter, resentful older son and trying to figure out, well, how do I communicate to him that I love him just as much as his brother, despite the fact that he can't seem to see that? So again, first question, where do you find yourself in the parable? That's a helpful place to start. Second question is related to that, which is as you sit with that identification, what are you learning about yourself? What are you discovering about who you are and how you're responding to life and to what God is doing in your life? That's also an important question to sit with. And then the final question I guess I would ask, and all of these, I suppose, might be related to what I discuss this coming weekend, but the final question I would have is, what questions do you have about the parable, about the characters, about what happens in the parable, about the way the drama of the parable plays out? And on that one particularly, if you do have some specific questions that you've maybe never thought about or that you're particularly curious about, I would genuinely like to know what those are, because perhaps that will help me focus my attention a bit on whatever message that I bring this coming weekend as it relates to this important and very well-known passage. So that's what I wanted to share with you today as I'm sort of re-entering after a week away. I would encourage you to read the parable before this weekend. And again, if you have comments, thoughts, questions about it, I would love to hear what they are in the comments below, or as always, you can reach out to me personally at my email. So it's good to be back. I hope you are doing well. And until next time, be well, stay in touch, and God bless.